The next patient is Janet Bauer. The last name is B-A-U-E-R. Janet, J-A-N-E-T. Number one, this is a clinical case of a 78-year-old white female that is following this practice because of CKD stage 4, period. The most recent laboratory workup that was the serum creatinine is 2.4, the BUN is 28, the estimated EFR is 20, and the BUN creatinine ratio is 11. The patient has a CO2 that is 21, and the estimated EFR is 20 mL per minute. The protein creatinine ratio this time is 11:30, which is in the neighborhood that she has been staying. Unfortunately, we cannot do the administration of a SGLT2 inhibitor or a finerenone because of the low estimated GFR. Number two, a patient has anemia in the CBC. The hemoglobin is 9.2. She goes to the cancer center to get the procrit shots. And the major concern that I have is that with a hemoglobin at 9.2, she is going to skip one dose while she goes on vacation to Iowa. Period, I am going to write a note for Dr. Yellow, Y-E-L-L-U, to see if they can increase the dose in order to avoid the lack of momentum that she has. The patient was explained about the situation and she understood. She's going to the cancer center this coming Friday. Following number, hyperuricemia that is under control. Following number, arterial hypertension that has been under control. The blood pressure reading today is 144/65. Period, we are going to change the dry body weight to 178 pounds. Over that number, the patient is supposed to take the diuretic. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control with the administration of lovastatin. following number, the patient has celiac disease that is treated by the gastroenterologist with the administration of azathioprine, A-Z-A-T-H-I-O-P-R-I-N-E. Following number, insomnia that is treated with Ambien 10 milligrams every day. The patient is in a stable condition. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup.